Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Mrs. Rochester's Ghost by Lindsay Market, published by Thomas & Mercer in 2021. Today's book is all about good-looking widowers, spooky houses, and mysterious dead wives. Jane is a TV writer in New York, but when her series gets cancelled and her boyfriend cheats on her, she finds herself broke and at a loose end. An old friend contacts her about an opportunity at a mansion near Big Sur in California, where he is working as a cook. There's free accommodation for her if she tutors a 13-year-old girl. The house known as Thorn Bluffs is owned by the infamous and attractive Evander Rochester, a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, whose supermodel wife, Beatrix McAdams, drowned on the beach at Thorn Bluffs a few months earlier. While the body has still not yet been found and the police cleared him for murder, the rumours of his guilt still persist. Jane is welcomed to a little cottage on the cliffs, where the internet is patchy and the creepy fog rolls in and strange noises cry out in the night. Jane begins to wonder whether she's made a big mistake. Then she meets Evan and begins to fall for him, despite what everyone says and their warnings about him. But the dead Mrs. Rochester is everywhere in the house, and her brother stalks Jane, desperate to get her help to bring Evan to justice. She finds strange stains on the floor, vandalised artwork, and hidden tunnels in the cliffs. And as her relationship with Evan gets closer, she becomes obsessed with what really happened to Mrs. Rochester. Mrs. Rochester's Ghost is a modern retelling of Jane Eyre. Ordinarily, I steer clear of retellings of classics. Where's the fun if you already know what happens? But there was something about this book which grabbed me and held me right to the end. Like Jane Eyre and also Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, there's a dead wife who haunts the living from her grave. The story is told interchangeably from the perspective of Jane, as well as the dead Beatrix in her last days of confusion, fueled by cocaine and mental illness. Thorn Bluffs is a spooky house on a cliff filled with loyal but enigmatic staff. Jane herself is vulnerable after the death of her mother and now all alone in the world with no job, no family and no home. Evan is charismatic and attractive, but definitely a bit dodgy. And poor Jane is torn between her head and her heart and who to trust. Is Evan having an affair with a business colleague? And did he really kill his wife? But the main question which drew me through the book was how faithful it was going to be to Jane Eyre. Was Mrs. Rochester going to be trapped in the attic, like Charlotte Bronte's original, or was it going to be more like the ending of Rebecca? And yet the ending of Mrs. Rochester's Ghost is original, emotional, and satisfying. So if you like Jane Eyre and other gothic classics, architectural houses, diaries, lies, and mysterious dead first wives, I recommend Mrs. Rochester's Ghost. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.